Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Tis I, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Todd Starnes radio program, your voice of truth and hope across the fruited plain. Welcome. And wow, what a day. What a start to the day in New York City on Wall Street. President Trump becoming only the second president to ring the bell in the New York at the New York Stock Exchange on Wall Street. And I, by the way, the first was Ronald Reagan, and it was a pretty remarkable moment. As a matter of fact, President Trump, as he spoke and as the bell rang, the people started cheering. It was really quite a remarkable moment. Let's take a listen.
The incoming leader of the free world is going to ring the bell here in about 20 seconds. An historic moment at the New York Stock Exchange as we get this opening bell rung by the president-elect, Donald Trump.
And then, and we'll try to find the audio, then the crowd just starts chanting. All the traders on the floor at Wall Street were chanting, USA, USA, USA. It was really a remarkable scene. President Trump greeted on Wall Street as a conquering hero, ladies and gentlemen. And I suspect we are going to see more of that in the days leading up to the inauguration. So anyway, President Trump, named Time Magazine's Man of the Year, sat down for a very long-form interview, and the president is promising 72 days of fury. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited. And I'm curious to hear from you. What do you want to see from this president in those 72 days of fury? What are some of the things that need to happen, that need to take place in that 72 days of fury? I've got a couple. So first of all, he's already going to unleash Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. All right, they're going to be slicing and dicing the budget. That's going to be great. But a couple of things need to happen. First of all, and we understand from the president, he said within a matter of mere moments, he will pardon all of the J6 crowd. So they're getting out of jail. This president, by the way, is a multitasker. I've seen it up close and personal, and the guy can multitask like nobody else in this country. So while we're releasing all the J6 prisoners, this president is also going to start the deportation process. So he's going to unleash Tom Homan. But here's what has to happen. And this has to happen on day one, at least the process. Otherwise, it's not going to get done. And this has to happen. If we're going to save this country, ladies and gentlemen, we got to abolish the Department of Education. We have to do that. If we do not do that, we will lose the country. I don't care. Trump may have one of the most successful 4 years in all of presidential history. But if he doesn't abolish the Department of Education, it'll be for naught. Because this is the engine driving the change. I want to give you a brief example. Two things that are, and we've got the stories up on our website, toddstearns.com. Just to give you a couple of examples. There's a teacher, a grade school teacher out in California, held a lesson for his students. He told the students to get together in the middle of the room, and he told the students, you are gay, you are lesbian, all of you. All of you children now identify as a gay or a lesbian. And now you must create your coming out story. That's what that the teacher had the students do. I want somebody to explain to me in what world and what class is that okay? That's insanity right there. That is using your classroom to advance your agenda. Another story coming from our good buddy Lars Larson over in the Seattle area. And Lars sent me this piece yesterday, and it's just remarkable, and we're going to be talking about this a little bit later on today. But again, it ties in with why we've got to abolish the Department of Education. You got a school district out in Washington State, they're banning Christmas trees. And the reason why they're banning Christmas trees is because it's a sign of privilege. And the Christmas tree is not inclusive to other religions during the Christmas season. That's according to the school district. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, just two very recent examples, and we've got a mountain of them, of why we need to abolish the Department of Education and return control of our schools to the local communities. You, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, even if you don't have kids, you're still a taxpayer. You're still footing the bill. Everybody should have a say in what's happening in those government-funded, those taxpayer-funded classrooms. All right, our telephone number, by the way, and write this down if you would like to become a part of the program today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So last night, something happened. Last night, we started getting reports from all over America that drones were popping up in the skies over their communities, over their towns, including Pensacola. We also understand in the Pascagoula area, people were seen, or people had seen the drones in Pascagoula, all of our great listeners down there. Also, drones spotted over Barksdale Air Force Base, and that's in Louisiana. You say, well, why is that important? Well, we have some strategic bombers that are parked at Barksdale. So yesterday during this program, a word came down that Congressman Jeff Van Drew said he believes, based on the sources he has, and these sources are pretty solid, he said that the belief is that these drones are Iranian or Chinese. And there's a belief that the Iranians have some sort of a mothership parked somewhere off the eastern seaboard. And I know that sounds ludicrous, but it sounds a lot more convincing than Klingons. And a lot of people are saying that the more they look at these devices, and last night, we were, sure enough, some people were able to get some really clear shots. These are not fixed-wing aircraft, ladies and gentlemen. There is something weird going on out there. So I am curious to know if you have seen these, whatever they are, drones, UFOs, if you've seen them in your towns, in your communities last night. I know a couple of months ago, I saw a bunch of them, hear them in the Memphis, Tennessee area. But I think they were out in the suburbs. So if they were in the, you know, midtown or downtown, they would have been shot down, I suspect. So, collateral damage with the gang wars. But I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, if this is a concern for you. Now, Sean Hannity last night weighed in on this. And by the way, we're going to be talking to a state representative out of New Jersey who went to a Homeland Security briefing yesterday and is just enraged over it. Here is Sean Hannity last night talking about what's happening in New Jersey and now all over America.
Today on Capitol Hill, the House Homeland Security Committee, they held a hearing on the threat America is facing from unmanned aerial systems, better known as drones. One example is a story you may have heard about out of New Jersey, where mysterious drones keep appearing in the skies at night, close to military bases and other sensitive sites. Here's what's happened when an FBI official was asked about these drones at a hearing earlier today. Take a listen.
We do not attribute that to an individual or a group yet. We're investigating, but I don't have an answer of who's responsible for that, of one or more people that are responsible for those drone flights. But we're actively investigating. What the Bureau has done to aid our state and local partners is what we generally do, enlist the help of the interagency, enlist the help of the public. There's a tip line there, that 1-800-CALL-FBI, tips.fbi, for information from the public that could help us resolve this. It is concerning.
This is chilling. We'll give you more details, but now with the latest is our own Nate Foy. Nate, what do you have?
Hey, Sean. So the FBI said today during that hearing they've received more than 3,000 tips so far, and they are continuing to analyze all the images that are pouring in. But after more than 3 weeks of pretty much nightly drone appearances in New Jersey, there are still no answers. Now, today, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters to ask the FBI and DHS about who's behind these drones. But you just saw during that hearing on Capitol Hill, the FBI said they cannot connect the drones to any group or individual. Our colleague Chad Pergram also had a very interesting interaction with House Speaker Mike Johnson. Listen to this.
We are concerned about drones and all these new technologies and what it might mean for national security and the safety of the American citizens.
Any thought these might be dark programs?
I hope not. I don't believe so, but there's a lot of investigation going on, so we'll find out.
Sean, Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey tells Fox News that it could be a foreign adversary like China conducting surveillance. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says the state is taking the drones, quote, deadly seriously.
These are apparently very, as I understand it, very sophisticated. The minute you get eyes on them, they go dark.
So, yeah, they're sophisticated and they're also big, Sean. Witnesses describe them as the size of small SUVs or a dining room table. So tonight, still tons of questions, virtually no answers. Speaking of Governor Murphy, he's going to host two separate briefings tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock with New Jersey mayors and other state leaders. We'll send it back to you.
All right, Nate Foy, thank you. How we don't have a greater sense of urgency here is unreal. This could be a dry run. This could be a potential attack. They don't know a thing about it.
And that is a concern, ladies and gentlemen, because, look, I don't believe it's E.T. we're talking about here, all right? So we're not going to be all shipped off to some alien planet to work in the slave mines. That's not what's going on here. There's something else. And the fact that our military, and I was talking to a source last night who said that we can't shoot them down, that we have tried, and for whatever reason, we can't shoot them down. So we're dealing with some very strange technology here that is far more advanced than what our military is used to. And we're going to get to the bottom of why Congress is, you know, they're not getting answers, and that is a very disturbing thing, ladies and gentlemen. But to Sean's point here, if it is China, and we did allow a Chinese spy balloon to traverse the entire continental United States of America, so it does make you wonder what's going on here and what are these drones up to? Is this some sort of a dry run before some sort of a massive national attack? And I am telling you, something is up, and we need to pay very, very close attention to this, folks, because something is up. They're plotting something, and this is all about disrupting Donald J. Trump. That's what this is about. All right, we got to take a break here. Opening up the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Just in time for the holiday season, Presidential Records presents Pardon That Son of a Biden.
To remind you MAGA people that the presidential pardon has always been the American way. We've put together this collection of MAGA stuff.
Pardon me if I'm sentimental.
Hunter could have shot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue, and I would have done the thing.
Pardon me, boy.
Christmas is just around the corner. And so is my brother Jim's pardon.
I beg your pardon.
We've even got something for the kids.
Pardon me, please. Pardon me, please.
This Golden Platinum Collector's Edition is not available in stores, but you can get Pardon That Son of a Biden from Burisma Executives, the Mayor of Moscow, or any Chinese Communist Party member in good standing.
Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999 to my friends at Priority Gold. With over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, we'll send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you got to act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now. And welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. 72 days of fury. What do you want to see President Trump do? You've heard my list, and I suspect you have yours. Oh, I also want him to defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. If Elmo wants to be tickled, he should do it on his own time. I don't get into that kinky Muppet stuff. Never did understand that. That always creeped me out. I mean, you got these puppet characters, the Muppets, and somebody's hand is stuck up their backside, the puppet wazoo. Yeah, I just don't understand that. So anyway, President Trump speaking after he won the Time Magazine Person of the Year. Remember when they used to call it the Man of the Year? Now it's the Person of the Year. Cut number three, please.
So, ladies and gentlemen, go on. We're going to put it straight. We're going to give tremendous incentive like no other country has. We're cutting your taxes. We're going to cut them very substantially. We got them down to 21% from probably 42 or 44%, depending on where you are. And we got them down to 21. Everyone said that was a miracle. Now we're getting them down to 15, but only if you make your product here. Otherwise, you pay 21, which is not bad. It's in the middle of the pack. But 15 brings you down to among the lower. And for those that are running the big companies, those great, big, beautiful companies, nobody's going to be leaving us. You're going to be coming back. You're going to be bringing it back to the United States. We are incentivizing everybody to come back to the United States. We want you back here. Car manufacturers, everybody. And we have one product that nobody has, really, to the extent that we do. It's called oil and gas. There is no country in the world that has more. We're number one. I brought it to number one during my first term in terms of production. We're going to be number one plus. We'll do numbers that nobody will really see before. And when that happens, prices are going to start coming down because people can't afford their groceries, and they're going to be affording their groceries very soon.
Good for you, Mr. President. And I know a lot of people are concerned about that. I hear about it every time I go down to the grocery store. People are complaining about the price of stuff. And it's a fair point. Coming up, have you heard what happened over at West Point? So ProPublica, which is a far-left news rag, these people are horrible human beings. Anyway, they were working on a hit piece about Pete Hegseth. And the rumor was that Hegseth was actually not invited to join West Point. So they're saying that he lied about it, which would have been a huge deal. That would have been a disqualifying event if that, in fact, was true. So anyway, they reached out to the public affairs department at West Point, and it turns out that, well, they told ProPublica not once but twice, oh, yeah, Hegseth, he was never accepted into West Point. Two times, not once, but twice. So anyway, ProPublica, or I guess the Hegseth people, got wind of all of this, and so they said, wait a second, are you kidding us? So they literally posted something on X, And it turned out to be the official acceptance letter that Hegseth got from West Point. And so ProPublica is saying, well, we decided not to publish the story. Yeah, that's because it was a lie, you morons. West Point, by the way, apologized for what they called an administrative error. You really think that's what it was, huh? An administrative error? Oh, that was a violation of the honor code, ladies and gentlemen. Not once, but twice. All right, hang tight. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back, America. MyPillow is excited to announce their Christmas extravaganza is finally here. Get this season's flannel sheets for as low as $59.98. They won't last long, so get them while you can. Their famous My Slippers, those haven't been on sale for over a year. Normally $119, but for a limited time, only $59.98. And their six-piece towel sets are back in stock with extremely limited quantities, only $29.98. With hundreds of MyPillow products, there's something for everyone on your Christmas list. From bathrobes, duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-839-8506 and be sure to use promo code STARNS to save on all MyPillow products. That's promo code STARNS. Flannel sheets for as low as $59.98 or the six-piece towel sets for just $29.98, but that's not all. They're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2025. Plus, all orders $75 or more ship absolutely free. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. So I'm curious here about media. You know, Van Jones, last night on CNN, was moaning and groaning because more people listen to the Todd Stearns radio show than watch CNN. And this is true. It is a verifiable fact. It's really remarkable, the size of our audience on all of our platforms, both on our streaming and also on the many radio stations around the country that carry this program. But when you look at the numbers, cable television looks like it's dying. And I'm wondering, even when you look at, for example, Fox News, the level of influence that Fox once had. I mean, there was a time when people were falling all over themselves trying to get on Fox News to promote this or that. But I'm wondering, is it really a place where people have to go? I mean, some of the shows, and I don't mean to speak ill of anybody, but some of the shows, it's just, they talk over the guest, you can't understand anything, and it's usually the same talking points over and over and over and over and over again. And when you look at especially younger Americans, they're not going to Fox News. They're not getting their news and information from the cable channels. They're getting it from other places. Where's Ben Teter? Teter, you're of that age bracket. I mean, where do your people get? Where do you go get your news?
Twitch.
What is it? Is that a health problem? A medical issue?
Twitch, Todd.
It's Twitch.
Yeah, it's where a ton of people stream.
Is that right? So it's a stream. So they're going online. It's a social media platform.
Yeah. Aiden Ross is bigger than Anderson Cooper.
Really? I've never heard of the guy.
That's the issue.
Okay.
And this guy was saying, who are you? The CNN, Van Jones. What he was saying is what was once deemed fringe media, like the fringy people, that's become mainstream legacy media. And what is mainstream, like CNN, ABC, CBS, is now fringe media, which was pretty insane.
You see, I wouldn't even call them fringe. I would call them irrelevant. I just don't think it matters.
Yeah.
You know, I watch all those guys in the evening time, get a good feel for what, you know, what they're talking about, what they're thinking. And I'm sitting there going, how can anybody possibly watch this? And again, even on the conservative TV channels, Ben, boring. It's just boring. It's so predictable.
I guess I would ask your listeners if they even watch it. Like, after you've watched one segment on Fox, you've watched all segments on Fox. But some people like that. Some people, it's almost like white noise. They get off work. They just turn on the channel and it just streams on through. Newsmax, same thing. CNN. They're all kind of carbon copies. I can't keep my attention.
Then you've got, you've got Fox and Friends, and then you've got all that wide swath between Fox and Friends and The Five, which is basically CNN Lite, except for the show with all the chicks and the dude. What is that called?
Five chicks and a dude, otherwise known as Outnumbered.
Oh, Outnumbered. They introduced the guy as one lucky guy. I don't know about that. I'm not sure he's all that lucky.
I don't think the guy on the couch typically cares.
Nobody's watching him.
Yeah.
Nobody's watching him. I remember back when I was on Hannity as a regular, and they would always have me on, and I would be the guy in the middle with two beautiful blonde-haired women on either side.
Was that intentional?
Well, yeah, I think it was, because every time I would talk to certain family members, but I'm like, hey, I was on Hannity tonight. He was like, I was watching. Where were you? Like,
Todd, you have to show some leg. You've got to show the legs.
You see, I didn't want to shave my legs.
Yeah. Would it be a good look?
I get a chill.
Yeah. And so you have to walk in stilettos, and I don't want to see Todd walking in stilettos.
I don't want the leg shot, you know? But in all seriousness, and Ben has a great point, where are you folks getting your news? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And let me explain why this is important. There is going to be a move. And it's not going to happen during the Trump years, all right? But it will happen once Trump is out of office. There will be a move to crack down on platforms like X, on talk radio, for example. Now, here is a Congress gal, Jasmine Crockett, and she is very upset about all of this. And she says the reason why the Democrats lost in November had nothing to do with Kamala or Jazz Hands Tampon Timmy. It had everything to do with this issue. Cut 13.
Why do you think Democrats lost, and what do you think needs to happen by the midterms and the next presidential election in order to find your footing again?
Well, Kristen, no disrespect to you. I think you do great work. But the reality is that those that tune in to our traditional news sources, they absolutely went for us. And we know that the standards that you have to live by as an actual journalist are completely different from other platforms. And so we know that we were winning for those that were tuning into the traditional news sources. But when it came down to people getting their news from places that really aren't even news sources, they were going for Donald Trump by 19 points. And that is exactly why we lost. The reality is that we're going to have to play in spaces that we've never had to play and make sure that we're communicating in all ways. Unfortunately, we can't just rely on the mainstream media to get our message across.
So I'm not even sure that's it. I think the broader issue is not that they're, you know, that CNN and MSDNC are liberal. It's that they suck. I don't think, I mean, when you look at the lineup at, say, you know, Fox or a Newsmax, who would you rather go out to have a burger with, right? Would you rather go out with somebody that's on Fox News Channel or somebody that's over on MSDNC? First of all, the crew on MSDNC, they don't even eat meat. So, all right, so let's just say CNN.
I don't know. I've watched CNN's coverage on New Year's Eve, and that looks like a party. I think I'd rather go out and
you
get
mean
drinks.
The raging alcoholic, that looks, Anderson Cooper and his lover,
Andy
friend?
Cohen.
Okay. Andy, what's his name? Cohen?
Yeah. That does look fun.
I just find it fascinating that, you know, those two, or at least Anderson Cooper, and actually it was Don Lemon who got completely wasted on Bourbon Street in New Orleans one year. Those guys are out there complaining because Pete Hegseth was caught drinking a beer on St. Patrick's Day in an Irish pub. God forbid.
Very hypocritical.
Unbelievable. But you would want to go and hang out with the guys and gals at CNN on New Year's Eve.
It might be more enjoyable. You post it, go get a burger and go maybe have a drink with, because they're just not serious people. And when I get drinks with people, I don't want to be with serious people. But, I mean, speaking of food and ratings, I mean, the Food Network right now is crushing Anderson Cooper. So is the Hallmark Channel. I mean, that's just how, there are more people watching the Food Network than they are consuming news from Anderson.
They don't get it. They don't get it. They look down on all of you folks. And the reality of this is Anderson Cooper, he's a nobody. You know, he comes from money. You know, that's the claim to fame. He comes from money. The guy was the host of a really stupid reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, he's nobody. But Anderson Cooper wants you to think, because he talks with this kind of a voice. No.
Well, here's my challenge to the left. If it's true that users and consumers of news are no longer going to cable news and getting their information, beat us at our game. Beat us on X. But they don't do that. They're going to Blue Sky. There's a massive foot right now to get their digital footprint on this app, Blue Sky. And the problem is no one's on Blue Sky.
No, and it's a pedophile ring over there. I mean, there is some really freaky stuff going down over there on Blue Sky.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad they took it off of X and they took it all over there.
Yeah, but all of these people, Jasmine Crockett, you have a Twitter. Blow up. Do your thing.
They can't do it because, again, they represent the minority of beliefs in this country. And it's hard for them to understand that because the media is saturated with these people, oversaturated with these people. And the only place where regular folks can hear their opinions being voiced is on Fox or Newsmax.
Mm-hmm. And the Todd Stern Show.
And the Todd Stern Show.
Yes.
Which is massive and growing.
Yeah.
And the reason why is you may disagree with me, but at least you know that you know where I stand. And that position's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is that simple.
I listen to your podcast because I can skip through all the commercial breaks. That's the other thing you have to compete with. No one wants to sit through a commercial break.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry.
They paid the bills.
I know. But that's the way that we're living it. We live in a microwave land now where you just throw something into the microwave. You nuke it. You don't want to wait for something to warm. You just want to get through all the commercials.
So they tried to do liberal talk radio. They created, it was called Air America. And it was Hot Air America. It was so terrible.
Air as in E-R-R-O-R America?
Or it should have been.
A-I-R.
Air wow. America. You guys remember that. It was terrible. Just horrible. And it they went belly up. They went bankrupt. Nobody wanted to listen to that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I contend the only time, because back in the 1980s and 90s, when talk radio was really at the zenith, you would have conservative talk radios and they would have a liberal host on. But that liberal host would always be on in late night. For whatever reason, liberal talk show host worked better at late night. And I will go back to Alan Colmes. Back when he was at Fox, he did a nighttime show. He was on hundreds of stations. They moved him to Dayside and it completely bombed.
Liberals don't sleep.
Well, that could be it.
Yeah. So that's why they have to put them in the midnight hours because they're nocturnal.
So you say Twitch, and I wonder how many people are getting their information from a place like TikTok or X. X does seem to be growing. We're adding about 1,000 people a day on X. It's unbelievable the growth we've seen.
Same with YouTube. A lot of people are getting their news on.
Mm. And Rumble.
Yep.
Rumble, too.
Yeah.
All right. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I'm 83 years old, and it has helped me.
Everything was okay. I feel better. I just turned 90, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing great. You know, some guys tell me, oh, that's psychological, man. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care what it is. It's working.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Caitlin Clark is doubling down on this crazy story. She was named Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year. And in the course of that interview, she apologized for being a person of the Caucasian persuasion, Caitlin Clark, of course, the big WNBA star. Before Caitlin Clark, can we get real for a moment? Nobody actually went to the games. Nobody watched the games. All right. And I know I hear the arguments coming from the NAACP. That you're just racist. You're racist. No, people just don't like watching. You know, it was just boring. Nobody likes watching women playing basketball. Racist. No, it's not racist. NAACP. It's just nobody liked the product they were putting on. So along comes Caitlin Clark, and now they're packing every time Caitlin Clark was playing. The arenas were sold out. I've never seen anything like it. So anyway, she had come under attack from day one. And I mean, the amount of bullying, the amount of physical abuse she had to suffer just because she was a white woman who could dribble a ball is just unbelievable. Let's just imagine the NBA. If there was a – no, you can't do that. There aren't any white players. All right, if there was a sport where – what's a sport where there's just a bunch of white lacrosse? All right, let's try lacrosse. You got a bunch of white players, and so there's a black lacrosse star, the best lacrosse star in the world, and he's on the team, and he gets bullied and beaten like Caitlin Clark was. It would be national news. It would be international news. It would be galactic news. It would. But because Caitlin Clark happens to be white, it's a non-story for the media because they think that she deserves it. So I'm sure she's a very nice person. Look, all she had to do was stay quiet on the issue. She didn't have to jump into this, but she did. And now there's a lot of blowback. So instead of just backing away, now Caitlin Clark is doubling down. And I want you to listen to what she had to say about her, again, apologizing for being white.
And I just want to know how you feel or how you respond to some of those criticisms when you have to deal with something that it's really not your problem. Like, I feel like it's them looking in a mirror a little bit,
yeah,
but it still comes down on your shoulders.
Oh,
I feel like I always have had really good perspective on everything that's kind of happened in my life, whether that's been good, whether that's been bad. And then obviously coming to the WNBA, like I've said, I feel like I've earned every single thing that's happened to me over the course of my career. But also, I grew up a fan of this league from a very young age. Like, my favorite player was Maya Moore. Like, I know what this league was about. And like I said, like, it's only been around 25 plus years. So I know there's been so many amazing black women that have been in this league, and continuing to uplift them, I think, is very important. And that's something I'm very aware of. And like I said, like, I try to just be real and authentic and, you know, share my truth. And I think that's very easy for me. Like, I'm very comfortable in my own skin. And that's kind of been how it is my entire life.
Yes.
Clearly, she's not comfortable in her own skin because it's pale. And it's a problem for her. Is it not good enough that she just is a great basketball player? And she gets out there, she works her butt off every day. She doesn't complain. As a matter of fact, not once did she complain when she was being bullied and harassed by these black women out on the basketball court. I mean, they brutalized her. She didn't complain. She just dusted herself off, got back up, and went back at it. But we can't celebrate that because now Caitlin Clark has apologized in the Time magazine piece for being white and having privilege. So it just seems to me at some point we have to start taking these people at face value. And if Caitlin Clark really does believe that, then she needs to step down. And because she's going to be the spotlight. As long as she is in the WNBA, she's going to be at the center of the controversy. She's going to be at the center of the spotlight here, right? So as a result of that, every time they do an interview with Caitlin Clark, that means a black player in the WNBA loses out. So really the only good and decent and, dare I say, white thing to do here is for Caitlin Clark to step aside and say, you know what, I'm just going to step aside and maybe I can be the janitor. Maybe I can do that. Maybe I can do the laundry. And I'm just going to, you know what, I'm going to give up my salary and I'm just going to work in the shadows.
Well, I also think that, I mean, why make it a race thing? I know why she's making it a race thing, because the interviewer from Time, because that was about her Time feature, and that was a Time reporter, was asking, how are you going to elevate black women in the WNBA? I mean, why not say, I'm going to elevate all women? What about Asian women? They play, right?
Do they?
I don't know. What about white women in the WNBA?
I don't think there are many.
There's a couple. But again, she's now pigeonholed herself here. And I just think she should have just stepped away from the race thing. And sexuality, that's the other thing. She was asked about sexuality.
She is a heterosexual.
Yeah, so she has two strikes against her.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That may be the bigger issue, is that she likes men. That could be it. I don't know. All right, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, are you now turned off by this whole Caitlin Clark story that you got to apologize for the color of your skin? 901-260-5926 is the number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you guys with us. And I like the way our next guest is thinking. He has a solution to these drones that are flying all over the place, and he's recommending that somebody borrow an Apache helicopter, and he's willing to put an end to the drone problem himself. I like the way this guy could be a Southerner. I'm talking about the Republican State Assemblyman from New Jersey, Brian Bergen, serving as the Republican whip as well. Wow, Mr. Assemblyman, good to have you with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be here.
All right, so look, you went to a Homeland Security briefing, and people are trying to figure out, first of all, are people really that freaked out by what's going on in your state?
Oh, there's no doubt. And I got to be honest, before I went to that briefing, which was totally useless and we learned absolutely nothing, I was kind of the voice of reason around here, and I was like, listen, it's probably not a big deal. You know, it's maybe some commercial test by Amazon or UPS or FedEx or something. But after I left there, I realized how inept everybody was at figuring out what was going on and how nobody knew what was happening. Now I'm legitimately concerned.
So you go to this meeting, and can you tell us, you know, what agencies were there and what did they tell you guys?
Yeah, so all 120 members of the state legislature here, that's 80 assembly people and 40 senators, were invited to this meeting that was supposed to be for legislators only. So we thought we were going to get some good intel. I mean, it had Secret Squirrel kind of written all over it. So we get down there, the Department of Homeland Security had a person there, the New Jersey Department of Homeland Security had somebody there, and the colonel from the state police. And basically they presented to us that there are drones, which we all friggin' already knew, and that they know nothing. And then what made me really upset and concerned, quite frankly, was the colonel of the state police said that one of his state police helicopters was hovering above a 6-foot drone, and that he decided to tell them to land because he felt like he was unsafe. And I'm like, are you crazy? And then 10 minutes later, he says, it'd be really nice to know where these things took off from or landed from. And I said, well, why don't you follow the thing? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's really kind of amateur hour leadership here in New Jersey right now.
Did they give you guys any indication of where these things came from? You know, they're saying, we don't know where they came from. They're saying, but we don't believe they're a threat to public safety. Are you convinced after that meeting you went to?
No, that's that whole they're not a threat to public safety thing. It's some stupid tagline that some PR person probably gave the whole law enforcement community to make everybody feel good. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't ordinarily get all excited about stuff like this. But after I was there and all of them admitted they have no idea where they're coming from, where they're going to, what they're doing, or who's operating them, and they've actually had resources trying to figure it out, that made me really, really concerned.
It just seems to me that if, in fact, they are flying over or near these military installations, shoot them down.
Yeah, so that is a common thing going around amongst legislators up here, is why don't we shoot them down? Now, I did serve as an Apache helicopter pilot, and I am familiar with bullets flying through the air. So it's probably not the best idea to be shooting things down in our airspace, particularly since there's a whole level of airspace, Class G airspace, which is completely uncontrolled from 0 to 1,200 feet. So you have a lot of manned helicopters and planes there. You have a lot of it's uncontrolled airspace that people are operating in safely. You never want to put people at risk. But you know, I just said to somebody recently, and I'm in favor of this. Get me up there in a Blackhawk. Let me hang out the side of the thing. I'll buy a $900 net gun from Amazon, you know, designed to catch raccoons, and let's shoot that at it. I mean, anything is better than doing nothing right now.
You know, that sounds like something we would do in Tennessee. Yeah, I like that idea. Well, I'm telling you here, they wouldn't bring those drones. Aren't coming here. We'll shoot them down. You'll never see those drones again.
That's right. But look, in the absence of going kind of crazy and shooting things out of the sky, they should just follow one of them. I don't understand. And I'm at the point now where I think the governor should say, look, everybody has until Sunday to give me some real information. And if they don't, I'm going to mobilize the National Guard, and we're going to follow one of these friggin' things back to wherever it lands. I don't care if we have to put a National Guard member's hand-to-hand along their route. We're going to follow them with eyes, if we have to, all the way to where they're going. And there's really no excuse at this point not to do something.
So your governor's a Democrat, Phil Murphy, and the latest from Fox is he says that the feds do have the authority to shoot down drones, and he would not be opposed to them playing a more robust role. Forget that. You're the freaking governor. Govern.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah. This is what I'm a politician, but I hate politicians. This is what politicians do. They talk kind of in circle with platitudes. They point the blame. Just do it. Get something done. I mean, that's what we need. We are in a severe leadership vacuum here in New Jersey right now. We need somebody who has control of these assets to step up and get the job done.
I'm wondering, have they been able to rule out things? You know, early on, I was a little suspect. And I thought, well, maybe these are kids playing practical jokes. It doesn't sound like these are kids playing practical jokes to me. Have you guys been able to rule that out?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's just when you see these things live, like I've seen them with my own eyes. And when you have the colonel of the state police saying they're hovering above one that's 6 foot in diameter, I mean, that's not a kid's toy. I mean, you pick something up at Best Buy, you know, it's a little tiny drone. I mean, and those are thousands of dollars.
What is that like?
Yes.
You've seen them with your own eyes.
Yes, I have.
Describe what happened. What does it sound like? What is it? I mean, is it hovering above you?
Yeah. So when I saw them again, up until yesterday, I didn't think this was a big deal. I was just thinking it was some commercial test, but. So when I saw them, I guess maybe it was 3, 4, or 5 days ago, something like that. They were above Denville and above the place where I live, not my house, but the community that I live. And I looked out and I saw them, three of them, just kind of hovering out there. And you know, I'm not stupid. I know what a plane is and a helicopter is. This was none of those things. It was very clear they were in a formation and they were hovering up there. It was very clear what they were. And It's scary stuff. But then again, you know, there have been some people who've tried to make claims that these, you know, Iranian mothership is shooting these drones out all across the place. But they have their lights on, okay? That would be kind of odd to me. If I was going to go invade a country with drones tomorrow, I probably would not turn the lights on. But that's just me.
So, I mean, if we're looking at options, and I want to be clear, you're talking 6 feet long? That's massive.
Yeah, that's what the colonel said. The colonel said that he had a state police helicopter hovering above a 6-foot drone. That is huge.
Oh my God.
I know. It's crazy talk. Really. I mean, if I didn't know it to be happening right now and sit through that stupid briefing, I mean, I would be telling you that I was crazy, even acknowledging it.
So what do you think is going on? I mean, is it possible that these could actually belong to the U.S. military and they just don't want to say?
I really don't think so. So we have a very large military installation up here where this is happening called Picatinny Arsenal. Picatinny Arsenal bends over backwards to make sure that the community is well aware of everything they're doing all the time because they want the community to accept them and not reject them. So they over-communicate stuff that's happening around that facility. It would be really highly suspect to me if it had anything to do with the military. And the Pentagon got on the news the other day and said that this was not them. So I don't really think so. I mean, there's been some conjecture that maybe the Secret Service is doing this to scope out some stuff to protect President Trump when he's up here at his golf course here. But again, I just don't think so. By now, it's been all over the news. I'll tell you one thing, though. If someone from any agency steps up and says, oh, hey, it was us, we forgot to tell you, they should all be fired at this point. This is, like, ludicrous.
Yeah, and there have been some concern. And by the way, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, State Assemblyman Brian Bergen from New Jersey, one of the ones who was at this Homeland Security briefing, there have been some speculation that maybe these were sweepers and they're trying to hunt down some sort of a dirty bomb, a nuke or something of that nature. Is that a concern?
Well, no, I've never thought that all the way through. I mean, that would suck, but I don't think so.
Yes,
I mean, and I
would suck.
I really don't know. I mean, then our concern goes.
It would suck for about a millisecond, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. But
right, exactly. So no, I mean, I guess at this point we can really conjecture anything because this is the stupidity of what's happening. People's minds are racing in all directions. Into all kinds of crazy stuff, like nukes running around the bed. So we need to give some answers, and they shouldn't be hard to get. I mean, we got an FBI that I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and they stop things from happening all the time. You hear some of the stuff they stop. It's like, you know, a guy planning to blow up a building, and they intercept a cell phone call and stop them. How the hell does nobody know anything about what's going on up here? It's just not possible.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, they know. They're just not saying. And the other concern is if this is Iranian or Chinese, the concern I would have is why aren't we shooting them down? Is it possible we can't shoot them down? And it is certainly clear at this point that we don't have control over our own airspace. And that is a very disturbing thing. And by the way, we got reports Barksdale Air Force Base, they're experiencing the same thing you guys have been dealing with.
This brings up a real critical question about, you know, our ability to handle this in the future. You know, what I really hope happens, though, honestly, is lawmakers in states and nationally don't overreact to this from a lawmaking perspective and severely impact our ability to operate aircraft, you know, in the United States. And so there's going to be a fine line here with how they do that. But right now, everybody's talking about legislation this, legislation that. With my message to everybody, especially in the state of New Jersey, is just find out what the hell is going on. That's step one. Forget about writing bills and crap like that. This should be all hands on deck to find where one of these things is going and figure out who's in charge of this.
All right. We got to leave it there. Mr. Assemblyman, they need to give you an Apache chopper, and you will take care of business, as you said. I mean,
yeah,
it really is that simple.
I might be a little rusty, but I'm ready to go, man.
All right. All right. Brian Bergen, we appreciate you. You've taken some time and talking with our audience today. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Jeez, Alou. Dieter, I mean, at some point you're like, okay, what the heck is going on over there?
So I'm going to confess that I was pretty skeptical about a lot of this stuff until that interview with the assemblyman, because he's legit. He's the whip of the house. He's like the top ranking member there. And for him to see it with his own eyes and also get the report that their intelligence is that it's a 6-foot drone, this is like Sasquatch we're talking about in the sky. I mean, that's massive. That's like 3 times bigger than me.
And they're moving around. And look, when you see what the Chinese can do with these drones, I mean, it's beautiful. You know, instead of fireworks, they do the drone shows. So you would have hundreds, if not thousands, of drones, and they're all, you know, doing all these designs and everything. So it's not, that's not out of the question. I mean, they've got that technology. The question is, and somebody needs to finally step up and say, look, folks, we can't tell you what's going on, but we know where these things are from. Everybody's okay. You know, if it's some sort of a secret test or whatever, why are they doing it all over the state of New Jersey? And now why all of a sudden Barksdale Air Force Base? Why are these things happening over or near our military installations?
Yeah, that, and I mean, there was images this morning of above the Statue of Liberty. Of course, that's right in the New Jersey area, right off the coast. And they're over the freaking Statue of Liberty. This can't be good.
Oh, geez, Alou.
I know.
It's aliens, man. It's aliens.
Big aliens. I thought aliens were little small Martians. These are 6-foot massive things.
Like Marvin the Martian? No, no, no. These are big. These are biggins. These are biggins.
Large marges, as they say.
All right, 901-260-5926. Before we go to break, I do want to go to Rita in Statesville, North Carolina, holding on. And Rita, I understand you disagree with my take on Caitlin Collins or Caitlin
just
Clark.
A bit. Yes, just a bit. Just a bit. I think she has stated clearly that she thinks she's earned everything she's done. And she is evidently quite talented, but I think she was trying to send a message to her league mates that she respects and thinks they deserve plenty of credit as well. And maybe she used the term white privilege, which I think was not a good term, because I personally think that all folks of race, creed, or color are talented and capable to compete in any way, shape, or form. And maybe she doesn't, at her age, quite understand that. And I don't like seeing anyone of color claim victimhood because of their color.
Well, they're, I think actually you and I actually agree here, Rita. And again, I think she's a lovely person, no doubt about that. But she seeded the argument. That's the problem I have here, is that she didn't need to apologize for anything. I mean, she should be proud of her abilities on the court and the person that God created. And so God's responsible for the skin color. And, you know, if the WNBA's got a problem with that, they can take it up with the Almighty.
Well, I wish that everybody would stop using themselves as a victim, no matter what their race, creed, or color, or saying I'm a victim because I have white privilege or this or that or the other. 45 years ago, I worked in a bar in Miami, and this young, beautiful black woman came up to me, and she said, "You don't like me because I'm black." 45 years ago.
Wow.
And I said, "No, I don't like you because you're the B word."
Oh, my. Well, thank you for that, Rita.
Wow.
I didn't see that coming. Rita. Wow, God bless. Folks, you got to take them. We'll be right back.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.org and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.org.
Dieter, what are you wearing on your head right now?
A beaver.
That's what I was afraid of. So, is that a Bucky's beaver hat?
Christmas came early.
Oh, is that right?
One of our great listeners.
Mm-hmm.
They were traversing the state and they went through one of these Bucky's gas stations.
Oh, sure.
Picked me up a Bucky's hat.
Is that right? And it's kind of like...
beaver is eating my head.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Through the mouth of the beaver pops my head. It's a really warm hat. I should get you one.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not sure that's a good look for me. It's got like a fuzzy little...
pom-pom ball.
Yeah, pom-pom thing on the top.
Yeah.
And then it's on the side. You kind of look like you have dreadlocks. But they're beaver locks.
Yeah.
All right. I was just curious.
Deck the halls.
I'm not judging or anything. No. All right. We have an update on Nancy Mace and her rather offensive Christmas decorating paper. What are you laughing at, Dieter? Hang tight, don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I mentioned to you earlier that our good friend Lars Larson, one of the great radio hosts in America, has an exclusive story about a situation involving a Christmas tree in the Hillsborough Public School District. Well, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now is our good friend Lars Larson. Lars, what's going on?
Todd, it's always a pleasure. And I thought this, and I think you're right, this resonates around America because I guarantee you there are other workers who are being put in the same position these people are. This happens to be in the Hillsborough School District, which is west of Portland. It's actually a little bit west of where the Nike World headquarters are, if you want to locate that here in the Pacific Northwest. And I got an email the other day from a gentleman who has a friend who works as a bus driver. And he says, my friend just told me that they put up a Christmas tree in the break room for all the bus drivers and that they were ordered to take it down. And when they didn't, the administration, the transportation czar, a woman named Carol Hatfield, ordered that the tree be torn down. And then she wrote this bizarre, rambling memo, which was the next thing I asked her. I said, can I get a copy of that? And he stripped off all the identifiers and, you know, because people worry about getting fired for doing the right thing, which
sure.
is the wrong place for America to be. Say, you're going to do the right thing and let the public know. Because the thought I had was, when you have crazy people who work within a government agency, and always remember the public schools are government agencies, they are constrained by the First Amendment and the Second and all the rest of the Bill of Rights, which means... You know, I can tell my employees, don't wear that Nancy Pelosi shirt, you know, except none of them want to do that anyway. But I'm a private employer. A government employer cannot do that. She went on this bizarre rant and suggested to her workers, she slammed them, saying, is this really about a Christmas tree or is it about unconscious bias and privilege? And I'm quoting from her memo. And I thought, I'll bet this is just like what's hitting an awful lot of workers around this country, because you and I both know there's been a war on Christmas for decades in this country, and it got worse during the woke times the last half dozen years.
It's true. You're right. And thank goodness for talk radio, where people know they can reach out to someone like you, and you're going to understand the importance of a story like this to the culture at large.
Well, and let me throw in two more elements. One, I want parents to ask themselves, if this is the kind of indoctrination that even the bus drivers for a school district get, what do you suppose they're doing to your kids? That's question one. Question two, this Ms. Hatfield, Carol Hatfield, who went off on her workers, suggested they were showing bias and privilege, which is a direct slam on white Protestant, Protestants or Christians, straight people. And she then said, we want the focus, and she said, nothing Christmas-specific may be displayed, but we want the focus on the winter wonderland and other cultural celebrations like, and I'll list them off, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, one I hadn't heard of, but I had to look it up, Posadas Navideñas, and Bodhi Day. Well, let's start with Bodhi Day. That's worshiping the Buddha. Okay, you want to worship the Buddha? It's a free country, and you've got the First Amendment. But this is a school district saying you shall not show anything relating to Christmas, which is a federal holiday. It's a religious holiday. It's the only federal religious holiday in America, and it represents the Christian beliefs of the majority of Americans and, by the way, the founders of this country. Then I had to, do you know what Posadas Navideñas is?
Is that on the menu at Chipotle?
Exactly. But here's what's sweet about it for Christians. Posadas Navideñas means the inns. Do you remember a story about a couple that had a tough time finding a room at an inn?
Wait, so that's okay, but the English version of it isn't.
Mexican Christmas is okay, if you want to put it that way, or Spanish Christmas is okay, but white English-speaking Christmas is not okay. That's where it got bizarre. And then Kwanzaa, which is an invented non-holiday created in the 1960s by a guy who went to prison for torturing two women with a soldering iron. If you want to sum up Kwanzaa from my point of view, that tells you everything you need to know about Kwanzaa. And then you've got Hanukkah, which is a perfectly religious holiday of Jewish Americans, of Jewish people, and they celebrate. So it's okay to celebrate all these other religions. Well, what does the First Amendment say about religion? It says the government is not supposed to push any particular religion. It is not supposed to retard any particular religion. It is supposed to be neutral. Does that sound neutral to you, Todd?
I think I appreciate the word retard there.
On the policies. In the appropriate form for the appropriate meaning, to slow. The government is not supposed to get involved with promoting a religion or holding any religions back. So and even if you say, well, there's a bunch of bus drivers, what do you care? These are citizens who work for a government agency, and they now have a government agency directing them, quote, nothing Christmas specific may be shown, but show all these other religious holidays.
This is insanity. And it's also happening north of the border in British Columbia. There's this story, Lars. A school decided that the children would not be allowed to sing about Santa Claus or Rudolph, and they literally crossed through Santa, Rudolph, and Christmas on the lyric sheets for the upcoming winter concert. And the words were in the song Candy Cane Lane. And the teacher said, well, we got to be inclusive here. It's Christmas.
But how do you become more inclusive by being exclusive? How do you include more people by specifically excluding the way the majority in this country celebrates Christmas? I'm respectful of minorities, too. If you have a religion that I've never heard of, but it's your religious faith, God bless you. You know, I wish you'd come to Jesus Christ, the one true Savior, but it's your choice to be there, and the government should not get in your way. This is the kind of insanity. And like I said, think about it this way. This school institution is pushing this on adults who are employees of a government agency. What are they going to push down the throats of your impressionable 5, 6, 7, all the way up to 18-year-old children? I would imagine they'll be worse. And this is one of the little hallmarks of DEI, CRT. The mainstream culture is evil. White Christians are evil. Everything else is great, and you should honor it. But Christians, and specifically white Christians and white straight Christians from traditional families, are evil.
Lars Larson on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Ladies and gentlemen, LarsLarson.com at the Lars Larson Show on X. Lars, you've been doing well. Otherwise, everything going good for you?
I have been, and you'll be proud of me. My wife and I spotted a little property about 3 months ago, and we said a farm with an ancient farmhouse that's decrepit, but we can work on it. and my granddaughter loves it, so it's about an hour and a half from where we live, and it's 8 acres. Not
wow.
Nothing speaking for people in Tennessee. They go, 8 acres, what are you going to grow on that?
That's a backyard here.
I know, that's your backyard. But we've been working on it. The house is over 100 years old, has
wow.
been occupied in 13 years, didn't have water, didn't have power, didn't have anything, and needed a roof. And so we've been doing all that work for the last 3 months, and it's our latest little family project.
This is so your family's doing. So you're all doing it together. You're doing the fixer
yeah.
upper.
Yeah, we've got family members out there. Payson's out there, and the neighbor has been using the property. It was owned by an estate. An older man from Missouri had bought it, and then he passed away a few years ago, and it just sat empty for 13 years. He was, I think, going to move into it, and we picked it up from the estate. And the next door neighbor had been allowed to use the 8 acres to graze his cows, and there was a shed, there's some outbuildings, a barn, good sized barn, about a 5,000, 6,000 square foot barn. And, they all need work, but he was keeping pigs there, and he says, can I keep pigs there this fall? Raise them until, you know, they'll be gone in the spring. They're going off to freezers. But, now my granddaughter's fallen in love with the pigs. She's fallen in love with the cows. And in the city, she is as girly girl as the day comes. She dresses up, she sings, she dances, she takes ballet, she does all this stuff. She's 8 years old. But at the farm, she turns into a total farm girl.
I love it.
So she's able, that's true diversity. That's the kind of diversity I could actually endorse, Todd.
I can imagine you going down to the local hardware store, you know, and people just know you by name. Lars, come on.
Well, this is near a little town on the Columbia River. And our one of the contractors we had working on the roof, because I'm not getting up on that roof, but he said he walked into town, and they said, we got a question for you. And he's a friend of mine for probably a decade. And they said to Jason, they say, why would a billionaire want to buy a house out here? And I thought, you know, Todd, I wish both of us had paychecks as big as the paychecks people think we get.
Boy, you and me both, Lars. You and me both. Well, look, I got to get out there, and looking forward to seeing the new spread.
I'll send you some pictures. Payson was out this weekend, and we spotted a beaver dam that was jamming up about a 10-foot ditch that lets water bleed off the land. And so we got an excavator out there and pulled the beaver dam out. And so she was out. She was totally involved in all that.
Speaking of beavers, Ben Dieter, my executive producer, is in the studio, and he is wearing a Bucky's beaver hat, and it's very off-putting and distracting, speaking of beavers. So. We'll trade photos.
Anything to make the woke folks react.
Exactly. All right, Lars, we got to leave it there. A great story. And again, folks, go read it, LarsLarson.com. Thanks, Lars.
Thank you, Todd. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Just.
Wow. That was interesting.
It's fascinating. Yeah, Lars is a great guy. He is, you know, he was in broadcast TV broadcasting for many, many years, Emmy Award winning journalist. Law enforcement, and he's been doing this, you know, an incredible talk show.
He has a very good radio voice.
He
does. For what it's worth. I'll be driving in. So for KWAM listeners in Memphis, you can hear the Lars Larson show starting at 5 o'clock. And I listen in just for his voice. I don't want to be weird or creepy, but like he has a very smooth radio voice.
Lars Larson.
Not quite.
Not
work
like,
on that. Yeah.
Like Gorka. Gorka has a pretty unique voice. Relief Factor. Relief Factor.
Yeah. Yeah. People ask me if Todd actually talks like Todd talks after the show. That's how Todd actually talks.
That's how I talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all think it's like theatrics. You have to go to radio school.
Years ago, you're right. And everybody's got these. And that drives me nuts because you know
some
it's
people
not the
do.
Real voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So years ago when I was a Cub reporter and I was covering sports and it was Friday night football, sort of all hands on deck. And you want to earn a few extra bucks, so you go cover a football game. I was in Oneida, Tennessee. No, it was near. I was near Athens, Georgia. And we were in the press box. It was a pretty big press box, and they had a couple of local radio guys there. And you know how sometimes, and we've seen this on the Radio Row, where some of these radio hosts intentionally boom their voice because they want everybody to hear them. And that's what these two guys were doing in the press box. And they're like, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome right now to Radio Row. I'm Jack Smith, and I'm here to broadcast. So anyway, another print reporter leaned over and he says, can you imagine if they really talk like that? And I'm like, I think they do talk like that. He goes, could you imagine? if they're like in bed with their wives, hello, baby. You want to get some noogie tonight, baby?
I just have a terrible visual because most radio people, yeah, they sound better than they look.
Wow. That's brutal.
I'm sorry. No.
From a guy with a beaver on his head.
One of my favorite things to do is I remember listening to this couple, Quinn and Rose, growing up in Pittsburgh. Quinn and Rose, they were like the morning show people. And I remember Expectations versus Reality when I discovered the WW dot and I ran down to the library and I wanted to listen to them and look up what they actually look like. And what I thought they looked like was not what they sound. They look very different than they sound. So that's also very interesting because people are familiar with Todd, but they're familiar with your voice, except you had a long TV career. So people are kind of, you know, if you're just on the radio side, they only know you from your voice. And then you meet listeners in real life and they go, you sound nothing like you look. And I never know if that's supposed to be a compliment or an offense. Mm. I guess it depends on who's asking the question.
Fair enough. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901. Seriously, people talk like that. I'm like, dude, come on, use your real voice. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, we have an update to this Nancy Mace story. So two days ago, we told you about Congresswoman Nancy Mace from South Carolina, and she said that she was assaulted by a pro-transgender activist, and it was unclear. I still don't know if the guy was he just a man who is pro-trans?
Just an activist.
Okay, he was just an activist. And so anyway, the next thing we know, she was calling the police. The guy was arrested. He's been charged. And she's walking around with like her arm in a sling.
Short of a wheelchair.
What did they do? I mean, so I understand some new information is coming out.
Well, we looked at the police report. And this is very interesting because there's two different stories going on. Nancy Mace says she was physically attacked. But the person who was picked up, James McIntyre, 33-year-old of Illinois. He pleaded not guilty Wednesday in a D.C. Superior Court to one misdemeanor. So that's what he was facing as far as charges go of simple assault. He was released with a stay-away order, so he can't be around Nancy anymore. Now, according to court records and the police filing in the case, Mace described the person placing their hand over hers and then, quote, began to aggressively and in an exaggerated manner shake her arm up and down in a hand-shaking motion for a few seconds. That's the police report.
So did he jerk her arm out of the socket? Is that what she's alleging here?
No broken bones.
That's good.
Yeah. So, again, that's all the information. I know CNN, the New York Times, also reached out for more information from this report. And they're not giving anything except for, you know, images of Nancy Mace walking around the halls of Congress with a sling.
That's interesting. All right. Well, thank you, Ben Dieter, for that update. Taylor University. I'm very excited about this story. Taylor University. It's a small school near Fort Wayne, Indiana, WOWO territory. And every year they do a Silent Night basketball game. So all of this, the entire student body shows up and they're all dressed up in costumes or in their pajamas. And they're literally silent. They watch the game in silence, complete silence, until their team, Taylor University, scores 10 points. Taylor is a Christian school.
Yeah, this was near my school.
Oh, is that right? Near Shiari.
They were playing a Christian school.
They were playing the Moody Bible Institute.
Chicago.
And so as soon as they score that 10th point, the entire student body rushes out on the court and they celebrate and then they go back. And then with 2 minutes left in the game, they go silent again. And then the entire student body sings Silent Night.
Wow.
Everybody's covering ESPN, Sports Illustrated, ABC, Good Morning America. Everybody's covering this story.
That would be so difficult to not say one word while your favorite sports figure is dunking. Wonder if it threw off the players, especially on the opposing side.
The player, yeah, exactly. Definitely on the opposing side. But they've been doing this 27 years, and people love it. It's just one of those weird, quirky, fun, and they have very lovely singing voices. We'll try to pull some of the audio.
Yeah, basketball, Graham, don't break the Sugar Bowl edition.
Well, well played, Beaver. All right. Just leave it to Beaver, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, hour three of the big show coming up. Senator Tommy Tuberville will join us. This is the Tom Stearns. Oh, geez.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello, everybody. That's me, Todd Starnes. Great to have you with us today. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be across America. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in today. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, President Biden offering clemency to Lord knows how many people yesterday. One of the individuals, a person by the name of Shanlin Jin, Shanlin pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography. Police found 47,000 images on his computer. His family, by the way, connected to the CCP. Let's see, Communist Chinese Party. Just one of the people that Joe Biden granted clemency to yesterday. Also, breaking news coming out of Washington. We can now confirm, thanks to the IG report, that a number of FBI assets were in the crowd on January the 6th. At least 26, ladies and gentlemen, 26 FBI assets were in the J6 crowd. And there are a lot of unanswered questions about that, and we're going to get to it a little bit later on this hour. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to the great senator from Alabama, Senator Tommy Tuberville. Senator, hope you're doing good today.
Todd, I'm doing great. The rats are running for the mountains up here, Todd. It's amazing to watch. I've waited 4 years to watch this, and the American people deserve to watch what's going on.
I am so happy to hear that, Senator. What is it President Trump said in the Time magazine interview today? 72 days of fury. I suspect it's going to be a lot longer than that, but I love it.
Oh, yeah. It couldn't happen to a better group. They deserve it for what they've done, all starting with Russia collusion and the J6 fiasco, COVID. It's just one thing after another, and American people deserve some relief, and they got it starting January the 20th with President Trump. But Biden's tried to bankrupt the country as he goes out. $10 million yesterday to Iran, money to Africa. Our farmers are going broke. But who cares on the Democratic side? Wouldn't it be great to be a Democrat? You don't have to worry about anything. Just do whatever you want, and Republicans take care of it when they get in office. Amazing.
That's pretty much it right there. You know, Senator, yeah. I know you've been meeting with a lot of the president's cabinet nominees. I'm curious to hear your take on folks like Kash Patel and Pete Hegseth. What was your takeaway?
Oh, first of all, Kash Patel is perfect. You know, he understands it. He knows what he's getting into. He is very smart. He's got leadership skills. He's got the backing of the president and Pam Bondi. He's going to be awesome. And he's going to let the American people know what the heck's been going on. He's going to release all the files. And hopefully we can get a lot of this stuff behind us. Pete Hegseth is going to be outstanding. He's not one of these woke generals from the Pentagon that's overstaffed. He's a drill sergeant. He's exactly what we need to get this military back in shape. To protect the country and our allies. I've had a great time talking to these people because they talk about doing something for the American people, not doing something for themselves is what the Democrats do.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And Hegseth, I hope he's prepared for what's about to happen with this, the hearings. It's going to get ugly. I mean, it really is sooner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they're coming after him with both barrels blazing. There'll be people coming out from underneath the rug. They cannot afford to lose the military that they've destroyed. They want to keep everything going the direction that they want it to go. But at the end of the day, Pete's going to win out. Because even though we've got some Republican senators that are trying to be relative to the whole situation and be on TV and talk about what they're concerned about, they are President Trump's pick. And they need to vote for him. And let's get this over with and take our country back.
Senator, there was a lot of anger yesterday. ProPublica was about to do a hit piece. Someone from West Point's public affairs office told them twice that Hegseth had not been offered an invitation to join West Point, when in fact he had, and now they're apologizing, calling it an administrative error on the part of West Point. Are you buying that, Senator?
No, I'm not buying it one bit. I'm telling you, it's going to be an interesting month coming up. We get through the holidays, get to January the 3rd where we take over the Senate, and then we start bringing these people in. It's going to be a bombing every day. And the one thing I understood when I first got here, I watched a little bit of it when Biden's people come through, but, you know, they had zero Democrats that voted against any of the Biden administration nominees, zero. And so hopefully our Republican colleagues will look at that going, you know, President Trump deserves his assistant coaches. Let's let him have them. Let's don't listen to all this nonsense. Let's don't put the American people through the Supreme Court nominations a few years ago that was a disaster, but eventually worked out. Let's get this thing over with and get to work and get our country back.
Senator Tommy Tuberville on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And Senator, I'm just curious. I want to get to you've been all over the FDA, and I want to get to that in just a moment. But I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news out of New Jersey, other parts of the country where these drones, at least that's what they're being described as, some 6 feet long, are hovering over residential neighborhoods, military installations. Are you guys getting any intel at all up on Capitol Hill about that?
Oh, nobody knows anything up here that they're saying. I'm not on the intel committee, but I did have lunch with Marco Rubio, and there wasn't really anything that he could allow to say that what was going on. I think it's just a bunch of commercial drones that are flying around that really there's no regulation to anything that what people do. It's got to be careful, but, you know, these drones have gotten bigger and bigger. They've gotten more fancy. For somebody to say they came off the mothership of an Iran ship outside of New Jersey, you know, you got to be careful what you say. And again, a lot of those people do it to be the first out on television to get their name out there and hope that's not what happened.
And of course, talking about Congressman Jeff Van Drew, the Republican out of New Jersey, Senator, the FDA, and I know this has a lot of people really concerned. These chemicals they're putting in America's food supply, and especially the dangers surrounding these food dyes. And you make an interesting point. You're saying it's not really a conservative or a liberal standpoint here on this.
No. I mean, we had the FDA commissioner in front of us last week in our health committee, and, you know, I got into the red dyes, the red dye 3, the red dye 40, and basically at the end of the day, I asked this question. Why do we allow these red dyes in our food, but we disallow them in our cosmetics because it's found that it causes cancer in rats and mice? And they said, well, we hadn't done any more research in the last 10 years. They really had no clue. But then I asked them, wait a minute. Now, Europe doesn't use them. Why do they not use them? Well, their research is 20 years ahead of ours. And first of all, Europe shouldn't be 20 years ahead of the United States of America in anything. And it's just a runaround. Food companies are using things that are cheaper. And hopefully we can get Robert Kennedy Jr. in office and we can get connected with this nonsense and make our kids and Americans and everybody a lot more healthy, because our healthcare system is getting hammered right now.
10,000%. Senator, appreciate your time as always, and we're looking forward to what's going to happen in January. Hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Senator Tommy Tuberville out of Alabama on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It does make you wonder when you I was watching one of the documentaries a couple of days ago, and when you look at, for example, Fruit Loops, the Fruit Loops in Germany compared to the Fruit Loops in America, you kind of wonder, wait a second, what's going on here? Why do we have all these chemicals in our Fruit Loops and the Germans don't? What's going on here?
But I bet ours are better, even with all the
You think so?
I think we have the best cereal ever. Lucky Charms. I'm sorry. If they come after Lucky Charms, I'm going to have a problem.
I don't think they're magically delicious.
You don't?
No, I don't. I'm a Cap'n Crunch guy.
Oh.
I was never, or the Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah, that does not have the red dye 40 in it, so you're probably safe.
I am safe.
If they come after Pop-Tarts, there's some misinformation out there that RFK Jr. is coming after. I mean, you would not believe, Todd, the fears that it stoked in the hearts of America, or maybe stomachs, that RFK Jr. was coming after Pop-Tarts. He's not coming after Pop-Tarts.
What about toaster strudels?
Oh, well, maybe the ones that have the dyes in them. That would be, I think there would be civil war in this country, not toaster strudels.
As long as it don't come, you see, this is why I love living in the South, because most of the food down here is homemade.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about all of that.
Well, you remember baking Christmas cookies with your mom. They had it almost looked like a crayon box of all different food colorings. But how else are you going to have Santa Claus cookies if you can't use the red food dye? I dumped that stuff into the icing, and it made a pretty beautiful icing.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Folks, got to take a break here. And as we go to break, we've been telling you about the excitement here in Memphis as we kick off tonight a huge Mid-South tradition. Thousands of people, probably 20,000 people are going to be attending the annual Bellevue Baptist Church Singing Christmas Tree. Hundreds of people, singers, actors, dancers, musicians, a full orchestra. It really is a Broadway-style production, and we're going to be giving away 4 tickets to that. So if you live anywhere near the Memphis area, we want to encourage you to try your hand at our trivia. All right, here is the first question for our trivia folks today. In the movie Elf, what is Buddy's favorite food group? In the movie Elf, what is Buddy's favorite food group? Is it ice cream, candy canes, or syrup? If you know the answer, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and you will win 4 tickets to the Bellevue Baptist Church Singing Christmas Tree. And big news, Rob Schmidt has just beaten CNN in the ratings again. Unbelievable. The number one host on Newsmax TV, Rob just had a bigger audience in CNN than any other hour of the entire day, which is huge. Millions of Americans have already made the switch to Newsmax, and the reason why is you're getting real facts. You're not getting the spin. You're getting the truth. That's why President Trump watches Newsmax, and you should too. Rob Schmidt and Newsmax now on all major cable systems. And by the way, if your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call and cancel. Then go to getnewsmax.com, and we're going to help you find a new carrier. That's getnewsmax.com. We'll be right back. All right, let's go down to Biloxi, Mississippi. Lionel is joining us. Hi, Lionel. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Lionel, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And, of course, Biloxi, a beautiful town down there. And we're going to try to win you a prize here. By the way, the prize, 4 tickets to the Bellevue Baptist Church Singing Christmas Tree, just one of the most incredible productions you will ever see for Christmas. All you have to do, Lionel, is get the question right. And we were talking about the movie Elf. What is Buddy's favorite food group?
Syrup.
Yes. That is correct there. And you're being affirmed by our studio audience. Yes, Lionel, it is correct. Syrup is the correct answer. Congratulations, Buddy. You've just won 4 tickets to see the Bellevue Baptist Church Singing Christmas Tree.
great. That's awesome. I appreciate it.
Well, Lionel, I want you to hang tight, and we're going to get your info, and we'll get you hooked up with those tickets. And we sure appreciate all of our great listeners down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Good folks down there. All right, I want to talk about this this information that's coming out. The Inspector General releasing a report just within the past hour, and it is very disturbing. So we've already know that Chris Ray is resigning. A lot of people thought that Chris Ray was resigning early just so that he wouldn't be fired by President Trump. But now we have information that as many as 26 FBI assets were actually on the ground and in the crowd on January the 6th. Now, the Inspector General says at least 26 FBI confidential informants were there, and some of them broke the law. According to the Inspector General, only three of the 26 confidential human sources were assigned by the Bureau to be there on that day. Now, according to the Inspector General report, there were no active duty FBI officers there in the crowd. Anybody believe that one? I don't. Unbelievable. There no sources were encouraged or authorized by the FBI to enter the Capitol or any restricted area, and they stressed they were not encouraged or authorized to commit any illegal acts. Again, does anyone actually believe that? 23 of the confidential human sources present on J6 came to Washington to the Capitol on their own. Of that group, three entered the Capitol during the riot. 11 sources entered the restricted areas around the Capitol. The Inspector General said they found no evidence in the materials they reviewed or testimony they received showing or suggesting the FBI had undercover employees in the protest crowds. Anybody believe that at all? Are you guys buying any of this? It's all very suspect. But again, this is the Inspector General's report just out, and it's pretty thorough, so we're going to have to go through and look through all of this. 88 pages, and it's a review of the FBI's handling of its confidential human sources and intelligence collection efforts in the lead-up to J6. Keep in mind, what we now know is that President Trump all along was urging the Democrats to call up the National Guard, and they refused. Nancy Pelosi refused to do so. As a matter of fact, Nancy Pelosi, on video filmed for a documentary, said it was her fault that they were not prepared. So again, I know the media wants to blame Trump here, but Trump all along, including in the days leading up to J6, strongly recommended that the National Guard be called out. We got to get to the bottom of this, folks. We have got to get to the bottom of it, because right now it looks to me like it always has. This was nothing more than a setup to try and stop Donald Trump from running for the presidency. Didn't work, did it? No, it did not. All right. As we go to break, I got another trivia question for you. And again, we're giving away tickets to see the Bellevue Baptist Church singing Christmas Tree, one of the finest Christmas productions in the Mid-South and in the country. And this is a good one. What was the first song ever broadcast from outer space? The first song ever broadcast from outer space. Was it Jingle Bells? Was it Silent Night? Was it White Christmas or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? The first song ever broadcast from space. Give us a call if you know the answer. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, so the White House, they've finally weighed in on this drone activity in New Jersey. I want to read to you, this is what John Kirby just said. We have no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat. we have not been able to corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. So the White House is saying that they got no proof that any of this is happening. I'm just sharing, passing along this information. This is what the official position of the White House is. Meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene is fighting mad, and she's saying this is absolute BS. And she says that that everybody is in harm's way here, and we've got to figure out what's going on. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying. Folks, you can't make this up. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and always great to have Bill Espadia with us. He is running for governor as a Republican, also a talk radio host at New Jersey 101.5. Bill, the White House seems to be saying that you guys are making all of this up.
God, I don't even know what to say about that. It is so absolutely and utterly outrageous. First of all, we go back to November 18th when we first had the reports of sighting, and I can tell you, credible source after credible source, meaning mayors of local towns calling my show. I've got the largest audience in the state. The first call came from my friend Mark Taylor, who's the mayor in Florham Park, not far from Picatinny Arsenal. And he called the show saying, early this morning, I was roused by a Black Hawk helicopter hovering over my backyard and four small car-sized drones in my front yard. And I'll be honest with you, Todd, when I heard that, I said, oh, I don't know. You know what, Mark, maybe get back to sleep. And you were imagining it. Well, it turns out that what he started ended up being 3 weeks of calls and a week and a half of every show in the morning that I've been doing from listener after listener saying, here's what I saw and here's the video. And Todd, you can see clearly these are very large drones. Some say maybe 6 to 8 feet across, lights all around, square. We're looking at them in plain sight. I have seen them myself hovering near my house in Princeton. So I don't know what the White House is talking about, but there are drones flying every night.
MTG, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says, quote, we are all in danger. Then she goes on to say it's a slap in the face that the Pentagon continues to tell the American people they don't know who is flying the drones over New Jersey. I think the Pentagon absolutely knows, but they're full of crap. And if they actually don't know, these officials should resign in disgrace. What say you, Bill Spadia?
Well, it's one or the other, right? Either our government is knowledgeable and potentially complicit, in which case they are outright lying to the American people, which creates a dangerous situation, or they are so inept and incompetent that we are in danger of a foreign aircraft breaking our airspace without the federal government reacting at all. But to call the people of New Jersey and New York and Pennsylvania, thousands of people who have now seen these drones, saying that they're making it up or they're lying is absolutely outrageous. I had Congressman Jeff Van Drew on my show this morning, and he said, look, Bill, let me walk you through it. We know that with the size of these drones, the capability, the fact that they're in the air for 6-7 hours, we know that this is not some enthusiast or hobbyist. He said, then you take it, could it be corporate, as some Air Force retired general said, maybe this is a pre-consumer test of a flying car. Well, he said, you'd think at this point, after almost a month, someone would have owned up to it. So it's not that. He said, the challenge is that we now have the Coast Guard. And I don't know why John Kirby didn't address this, but members of Congress have been told, as Van Drew reported this morning, that the Coast Guard has said the drones have been coming from the ocean. Then you add to that the Business Insider report that I saw today of the satellite pictures of what is known as, and I'll be honest with you, Todd, I didn't know this existed, but apparently the Iranians do in fact have a ship that launches drones, and that ship has not been in its port for nearly a month. So the timing lines up. I think Jeff Van Drew was onto something, and the idea that the government is spending their time, deny, 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 puts us into further jeopardy. We don't know what it is. I speculated it must be a U.S. government-sanctioned operation. But it's pretty odd that the FBI, Homeland Security, Picatinny Arsenal, and now the White House saying, nope, not us. Well, then who is it?
It's a fair question, and I'm wondering, you know, at what point does this become a public safety issue? I mean, you've got a lot of very, very nervous people. People are, you know, are on a hair wire here. At what point do we say we got a problem? We got to get this figured out.
Well, I think we are already there. I mean, we had the governor. I asked my listeners last week. Said the governor hasn't made a statement about this. It's been almost 3 weeks, and I gave out all of his numbers. And thousands of my listeners called the governor's office demanding that he say something, to the point where his phones were shut down, couldn't get through anymore after a couple hours. That early afternoon, he held his first press conference saying, there's no reason to be concerned. The drones are not a threat. Now, those of us in the world of logic said, well, if he said that, he must be repeating what someone had told him. Turns out, yesterday, he goes on some public radio station and said that he was repeating what he has been told by government experts. So someone is lying. But to make it worse, Governor Murphy in our state, he asked for the mayors and the legislators to get together to be briefed. That briefing, the governor skipped, did not show up to, and had the state police superintendent put him in the line of fire, only to give out a hotline to continue reporting. So it was a lot about nothing, zero evidence. A lot of the mayors walked out frustrated, angry. So the tensions are rising. People are very tense because we're looking outside our windows and 300-400 feet above our homes, above our water reservoirs, above our electric power generation stations, above our highways, and right around our airports and military bases. There are car-sized drones, and we've got the video to prove it. So why is the government not sending folks to New Jersey to say, let's look into this, instead of just denying it? They're up to something.
Bill, what do you think they're up to?
I mean, look, when it first started, Todd, I made the joke that I told Mark Taylor, I said, look, I think this is part of the Disney light show that they did, and these are leftover drones. But then I made the joke about little green men, and I wrote an article saying, at least this proves that there are no aliens, that it's been the drones all along. But then it got serious, and my speculation is that this was or is a military operation or a sanctioned U.S. military operation. I still think that is the most plausible and logical explanation, and I believe, though, as a free people, we are owed some explanation. You don't have to divulge military secrets, nor should you, for the interest of national security, but you got to come clean. And to think with all of our technology, Todd, that there is the alternative speculation that this is an enemy, China. I had a source call me today and say they've got it on good word that there's a Chinese freighter. It's where they're being launched from. Some are saying these are submarines that are launching them. I don't know. But there are only two explanations at this point that are plausible. Either A, it's an American enemy, or B, it is our own government. So either the government is wholly inept and incompetent, or they are lying through their teeth. Both scenarios are bad.
Yes.
And I will tell
yes.
you this, when I'm governor, this is not going to happen in New Jersey, because I would have already called a state of emergency and empowered and mobilized and put on alert the 177th Air Wing, which is our Air National Guard with F-16 fighters out of Atlantic City. I would have directed the state police to use whatever technology they have to start bringing these things down. Enough is enough.
All right, Bill, we got to leave it there. Where can people go if they want to get more information about your upcoming campaign for governor?
Thanks, Todd. It's Spadea, S-P-A-D-E-A, spadeaforgovernor.com, and it's F-O-R. Spadeaforgovernor.com.
All right. The great Bill Spadea. Bill, hang in there and keep us updated.
I will. I'll see you tomorrow on TV, Todd.
All right. Sounds good. Bill Spadea, everybody, and he will be on the Newsmax TV show. So, yeah, it's just it's a head scratcher. I'll tell you that much. But now the White House is basically saying that thousands of law enforcement, civilians, lawmakers who are reporting these things are all delusional. The White House says, yeah, we haven't heard anything. I don't know about that. Hey, real quick here, I want to play as we go to break. I told you about Taylor University. They have one of the coolest college basketball traditions out there. They've been doing this for decades. The Silent Night basketball game, and the folks from the Today Show did a story about it, and I want you to take a listen.
What the school calls its Silent Night men's basketball game. Here's how it goes. The Trojan fans, many dressed in group costumes, stay very still and silent until Taylor scores its 10th point of the game, which last night was in dramatic fashion.
Up ahead, Parlberg with a dunk!
Silent no more. After that incredible 10-0 start, the Trojans went on to win the game 107-59, but not before fans upheld yet another tradition. Yeah, so they sing Silent Night for the last 2 minutes of the game. Pretty impressive. The team clearly thrives on the extra support. The Trojans now 26-1 in Silent Night games, because all of that has got to throw off the other team.
I mean, so many things about that were impressive. Right. One, they all remember the words to Silent Night that well, and we're singing on cue and sounded really good.
If I'm at the free throw line, I just stop and just join in. Be like, hey, everybody, exactly. Let's get in on this little chorus right here.
You know, is it asking too much here, folks? But maybe, just maybe, we should be asking whether or not President Trump can take the oath of office early, right? I mean, by the time Trump puts his hand on the Bible, there's not going to be any money left in the Treasury. As a matter of fact, we know that what, another $500 million is going to the people of Ukraine. There, Antony Blinken's on record saying that they plan to give as much money as humanly possible to the Ukrainians between now and Inauguration Day. So I'm just wondering here, is it too much to ask that we actually let Trump take the oath of office and jump in now, while we still have a country? That's all I'm asking. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Oh, here's Nancy Mace, by the way, weighing in. You know, Nancy Mace is recovering from her aggressive handshake injury. Cut number 10, please.
It's evil. It's demonic. I mean, this is a fight. This is a battle between good and evil. And you know, I said yesterday, it's like LGBTs need to divorce the T's. It has nothing to do with one another. We need to bring them into the Republican Party. And we're going to protect women and kids, because this is ridiculous. It's outrageous. And my rights don't end where their feelings begin. These guys need to be put in a mental health hospital, in a mental health institution, and get the help that they truly need. It is a mental illness and nothing less.
Yeah, so she's talking about the transgenders who have been targeting her because she doesn't want men using her bathroom. And ladies, I get it. I mean, you don't want men using your bathrooms. I hear those places are very nice. They're like clubs. I mean, the men's room, you want to get in and get out as quickly as humanly possible and try not to touch anything on your way in or out. But the ladies' rooms, ladies, you have what, like, I don't know, couches, you have perfumes, masseuses. I mean, that's, we don't know what, chandeliers. I mean, it's very nice from what I've been told. So, yeah, I get it. I can understand why you would not want people in there. Well, I take that back. The bathrooms, the men's rooms over at Bucky's are pretty clean. Where's the Leave It to Beaver at?
It's Hi, Tom.
True. It's true, right?
Yes.
They have very clean bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good.
That is not my name, by the way.
Beaver?
I'm not wearing the Beaver hat on air tomorrow.
Jerry Mathers is not your real name? Okay, Beav. Beaver Dieter.
My parents.
I can't look at you with this hat on. It's just.
I know. I've been answering the door downstairs, and you will have listeners and other people that work at the station open the door, and they're greeted by a big beaver. It's a little disconcerting.
It's not good at all. Not good at all. Somebody said, is Dina wearing a gerbil hat? No, that's a beaver.
I'm a gopher. No, there's a difference.
Wait, is it a gopher or a beaver?
Are beavers gophers? Bucky, I thought they were the same
beaver,
thing.
No, it is a beaver because they sell the beaver nuggets.
Yes. You do know that's like the national animal of the Todd Starn Show, the beaver. No, because every time you travel, Todd, you buy beaver things from Bucky's.
Well, no,
it's everywhere in
the
station.
It's because of the staff. You say, Todd, bring us back something. And so I usually stop at Bucky's. And, you know, I try to get some paraphernalia there.
Mm-hmm.
Souvenirs, rather. Beaver paraphernalia. What is wrong with it? Today is just a weird
Yeah,
day.
If you were to sum up the show today, I don't know. It'd be Nancy Mason, this beaver hat I'm wearing.
Wow. Well, you know, it is interesting, though, because the L's, the G's, and the B's really don't like the T's. Isn't that true?
I don't know. Ask them.
And the G's and the B and the G's and the L's don't get along at all, from what I understand.
Oh,
so or the L's are pretty aggressive. I'll tell you what. It's a fierce alphabet war going down. That's all I can tell you. But
so anyway. So it's LGB and nothing more.
Right. Well, and Nancy.
What are the B's?
The B's are the bisexuals,
oh.
And I think everybody kind of just looks at them with a raised eyebrow. So that's I'm just. That's from what I've heard. So Nancy Mace is now saying that what she and her point is the L's, the G's, and the B's need to just divorce themselves from the T's, the transgender people, and join the Republican Party.
Do they want to?
I don't know. I think they do.
I think
most of the Republican Party is gay anyway. I know that's kind of a shock for people, but it's true. We ought to do a show on that, but probably not.
You wouldn't. Yeah. You would be on an island out there.
Yeah, pretty much. There you go. All right, folks. Wow. What a day. We are still making upgrades over on ToddStearns.com. So all that to say, it's worth your while to go and check it out and also bookmark that page. We have so much great content, original content that you're not going to find anywhere else. You can also sign up for my free newsletter at the very top of the page, and you'll see it. Just click on the free newsletter. We don't sell your information. We protect it. We covet your information. Also, sign up for the free podcast, and you can listen at your leisure. And a lot of people aren't able to listen to all 3 hours because of, you know, lunch and whatnot. So I get that. So anyway, head over, download the podcast, check out the newsletter, and enjoy yourself over at ToddStearns.com. 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax. Have a full show. Going to be a lot of fun. We're talking to Barron Trump's best friend today on the show. That's going to be interesting. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great day. You be safe, America.